Well, good evening. Going to talk about the subject of joy, of being a Christian. Sometimes you don't see a lot of joy on a Christian's face. I've heard them remark from people that some of the joyless people he's ever seen are people who profess to be Christians. Well, I wanted to see what the world thought, and this is how Merriam-Webster defines joy. So my question to you is, how do you define it? How do I define it? Do we show it when we come together? Do we show it to the world every day? We just sang a tremendous amount of songs, and thank you very much, gentlemen. A lot of those, and Jacob, thank you very much. My favorite song. I didn't have guts to ask somebody to sing it because I knew I'd cry. But how do you define joy? I define joy in the fact that I get to walk in here three times a week and see people I know that when I need them, I can count on them. When things are hard, trouble comes in life, family spells joy to me. I have none. All of my family is dead except for my brother, and he disowned me, doesn't talk to me, doesn't have anything to do with me. So Christ's family, this church, is my family. This is my joy, to see smiling faces on brothers and sisters. I want you to read with me for a minute. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such is no law. Well, I'm thankful that that's the things that the Lord wants us to add to our spirit. He wants us to show those things to people of the world. One of the comments I got from a sister-in-law before she was very seriously ill, she called me and she told me, she says, I want to tell you something before I may not have a chance, is that you've always showed a lot of these to her, and that wasn't something that she expected. Wasn't something I expected that somebody would say that to me. Now, I want to talk to you about, in the Old Testament, what the Lord said of it to his people there about being joyful, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. Do we forget that sometimes? Do we forget the battle's already done? We have won. Why aren't we celebrating, acting like the battle's done? All we have to do is show up. The Lord's already done all the hard work. Like the song we just sang, until then, until he calls me home. If you're a Christian, you have unwavering hope that you will go to meet him one of these days. It's proof in the empty tomb. He overcame death. He beat it. He knocked it down. He conquered it, put it out of the way. It has no control over him. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Stop there. In the Old Testament, sheep were cared for by a shepherd. A shepherd would lay his life down to protect his sheep. If you've ever seen that, it's amazing where one human being will protect another, or one human being will protect the sheep. It truly brings heartfelt renderance to the terms to lay your life down for a friend is one of the highest callings you can have. Our Lord has done that for us already. Enter into these gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I want to stop right there. I had to think about this when I was putting this together. What is joy? Why would I be, as a Christian, why am I supposed to be joyful? Why am I supposed to be happy? Why am I supposed to feel blessed? Well, we sang it in the songs that Harold sung, Jacob sung with us, and then the last one, until then. If you've never felt mercy or somebody's great grace extended to you to take care of something that you needed to have taken care of, I hope and pray you get the chance. It makes you a better person. It makes you understand, pardon me, it makes you understand how much the Lord loved us. Because at any time he could have said, no, I'm done with this. These things are not worth it. This creation of mine has over and over and over and over and over turned their backs on me, walked away from me, but he never did. He knew he was going to that cross when he came, and he knew he was going because of us. And for that, we can rejoice. And we can feel, no matter how bad the day is, how bad Satan is after us, we can rejoice in the fact that our Lord loves us without measure. In Philippians 4 and 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. How does it keep our minds? How does it keep our hearts? In the Old Testament, he told the Jews, write my words on your heart. Carry them with you. Make sure you don't forget me. I didn't put much stock in meditation when I was young. But as I've gotten older, been around wiser Christians, I've seen that putting placards of verses like this on the wall, some of the verses in John where it speaks of the Lord washing his servants' feet and showing them as his master, nothing is below him to do. He is a servant. He is here to wash the feet of the people in his house. Setting an example, giving us no reason not to do what he asks. Just think about it. If God, who made this earth, who made everything that's here, would come here, imprison his body in this temporal tomb to give us an example of how it could be done, we have no reason not to love him, not to cherish him, to keep him ever present every day by whatever means we can in our life. If our schedules are too busy, well, I'm sorry. Priorities are priorities. The God who saved you, for me, is a priority. I am going to make that time if I have to take it away from sleep to get it done. Why I do that is because when I start the day off with the Lord, it's always better. The days I forget to do it or put it off, I don't have the same mindset toward other people. I don't look at them as these people need the Lord. And there is nothing better. In my life, there's never been anything better than to sow somebody the Lord's word, and have that seed come to germination and grow a new Christian. It's an amazing feeling. It's like you made something new. And we have that because he's given it to us in his word. He keeps our minds by daily prayer. He keeps our minds by singing songs, by gathering with Christians. The more we are around positive influences, the more we are around his word, the more we meditate on it, read it, and Greg has been trying to tell us all year long, daily Bible reading. I'm here to tell you, I never was a fan of it. I have seen the difference in a four-year-old child's life because of daily reading. The child used to copy its mother and swear, curse, whatever. And she's been going to preschool where she got Bible read to her. She corrected her mommy and says, Mommy, you shouldn't say that. Those are bad words. God wouldn't like that. And the mommy sat up and took notice. And things are changing there. I want to show you something else. There's a synonym for joy and it's a beatitude. I want to ask you, I know you've read this 100 times, Matthew the 5th chapter, 2-12. But let's read it again. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I'm going to ask you something. Have you ever met a meek person? I met one man. And this person I'm talking about is not in this office, audience. We do have some men like that here, and women. But this man was unpresuming. He didn't have prominence. But whenever something needed to be done, whether even if he wasn't physically capable of doing it, he would get someone else to go get it done. Meekness can be borne out in many ways. It can be standing up and not picking a fight when you need somebody else wants to try to do it. But I think if you could get the first one down, poor in spirit, you have a good foothold in having a good Christian life. Because if you think more of yourself than you should, in my life it has always proven out that those who think more of themselves than they should usually get the Lord to slap them down and show them where they belong. Hopefully they pay attention to that lesson. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. This goes with keeping our minds, protecting us. If we hunger and thirst after it, we won't have room to fill it up with anything of filth and dirt and ugliness, sinfulness, worldliness. And the temptations we have to participate in those kinds of things will be minimized greatly, which increases your chances of going to heaven a lot. Oops, excuse me. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all manner of evil against you, all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for the reward is great in heaven. Do we believe that? I know some that I know personally in this audience and other places that have sacrificed much, livelihoods, jobs, prestige, everything else, to stand up and say, no, the Lord says no, I say no. We don't see much of that anymore. It's not politically correct. But I'm here to tell you, I think the time is coming in the generation that I help teach, you'll be called to stand up and do that. For your reward is great in heaven, for so did they persecute the prophets who were before you. And why did they persecute the prophets? Because they weren't telling them what they wanted to hear. They weren't going along with what they wanted. It wasn't politically correct. Well, as Joshua says, for me and my house, the Lord comes first, and everything else comes second. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Look for a definition for love for a long time. When you don't have family that's close, when you don't have a close-knit family of any kind, when you are an orphan, when you are deserted, love is a hard thing to come by. But in Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 2, and through verse 11, we read that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. Love is not ignorant. Love is not rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable. Love is not resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing. Love rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And love never ends. There comes a day in your life where you look for anchors to hang on to steady you in the storm of life. And I'm an old boatman, so pardon the nautical references. But if you've ever been in a ship, and the waves have ever really got 35 to 40 to 50 foot tall, you pray for a safe harbor and you pray for an anchor to hold you steady, to keep you off the rocks. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's a rock. God is love is a rock, because He is every one of those things. And if you model that, you will be an exceptional human being. You will be courageous. You will be bold. You won't be arrogant. You won't be filled with pride. And you will have a servant's heart. So again, I tell you, we need to rejoice. We need to have joy in being a Christian. We have all of these blessings through God, who loves us, paid for our redemption, paid our ransom, gave us grace and mercy from a fate that we could not save ourselves from. And yes, this doesn't sound very happy, but it is a joyful time for me because I can tell you, when I go to bed at night, when I go to bed at night and I put my head on a pillow, I've faced death three or four times in the last 5 years. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to be if I don't wake up in the morning. You need that peace of mind. I have three questions for you. Do you consider yourself a pilgrim here? Do you consider yourself a servant to the Lord? Or are you building treasure, building treasures here? Are you laying up gold and treasure here? Or are you laying it up somewhere else? Secondly, does your heart sing daily? And if you don't know the answer to that, I'd be glad to talk to you after services. Because the songs we sang tonight, especially the last three or four, if you play them, sing them, or read them on a daily basis, your heart will sing. Your heart will be filled with joy and gladness. It can't help it because it tells the story of a God that loves you because He made you and He wants you back with Him. Third one, where is your home? Ask yourself that question. For years, I thought I was an American. Took me 20 years after I became a Christian to understand that I wasn't an American. I was a citizen of the kingdom of God, and my king is Jesus Christ. And I just happened to be living in this land where people are ugly and mean and vicious and hateful and spiteful. And that's excluding Christians that are true Christians because they have the fruits of the Spirit. They're emulating a God that is love. And is all those things in 2 Corinthians. My brothers, He's given us and sisters, He's given us a great manual in James about how to deal with each other. If you don't have time to do anything else, turn off the television, detach from YouTube or Twitter or Pinterest or whatever it is that's got your interest, and give Him 30 minutes a day. It's not much to ask for somebody who got himself down from heaven, gave it up, trapped himself in a body that we have to live in, and then allowed his creation to nail him to a cross for you. Not much to ask. In conclusion, I'll ask you again, how do you consider yourself? What does your heart do on a daily basis? And above all, where is your home? Because if it's not in heaven, and you're not a baptized believer in the Son of God, my soul cries for you because I know what awaits and I will do anything I can to save you from that. And there are many here that can do the same thing. So I ask you again, are you subject to the God who made it possible to give you an invitation to come and accept His will tonight?